It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. I'm Jop and he's Bob, and we are glad to be on the air with you from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. We are smoking up your backyard. Getting a little taste of spring today. Got me a little bit fired up. I think I'm going to go home and light up that smoker and create something special. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show, and thanks a lot, Jop. Yeah, today's going to be a fun day because we're going to delve into a couple things that I think are going to pique a lot of people's interest. First thing, we're going to do a little Grilling Guys 101 because you might be new to the show. You might not have ever heard this crazy, whacked-out Saturday morning show, and you might say, what are these two yo-yos doing? We're going to lay it out. We're going to give you a little bit of a breakdown as to how this show is set up, why we got together, how we got together, and some of the things coming up in the near future for it. But the other thing we're going to do is we're going to break down something that's big in the news right now, and that is being a grilling guy in a PC world. We got all kinds of the things that Jop and I love that seem to be under attack right now, and I'm getting pissed off, and we got to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to break it down. But let's, you know, Bob, almost 3 years ago now, it was a little over 3 years ago during hunting season, you and I were up at a camp, and we did some cooking for some guys, and people thought that, you know what, these guys, they're pretty good at grilling, and they were asking some technique and some of our recipes and things of that nature, and you know it was kind of cool feeling, guys wanting to know how you do things, and but we kind of blew it off at that. It's like, you know what, we like to eat, we know how to cook, so let's just have some fun with some guys. We get back in town, and what happens is a couple times we ran into one of Bob's old friends who's a radio guy, and we start tossing this idea around about Maybe there's an opportunity to do some radio and talk about grilling. Bob and I are absolutely passionate about it. Bob's actually in the industry, so he's much more of an expert on the industry than I am. But I'm just a backyard hack that is trying to perfect my craft. So together we came and we decided to set up a show, and here we go. So, Bob, that's my version of the story. What's yours, babe?
We are being produced today by Julius, who's cracking me up over here. Let's talk about Grilling Guys 101, okay? The reason we like doing this show is because like 80% of people in North America have grills, and around 70% of those people with grills grill all year long. So if 84%, I think is a number I got this recently, if 84% of the population has grills, man, hallelujah. Because now, I mean, I don't think 84% of the population has a car.
Right.
Well, I think 84% might be on food stamps right now. But other than that, the grills, there might be a tie in there.
Yeah.
Get some free grilling meat.
How's that government cheese grill up?
That doesn't grill very well. I grew up on that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, so basically, the show is all about drinking good beers, having fun on your back deck, how to treat mama, and maybe improve your technique on flipping a burger or a weenie once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's an opportunity. This is where I get away. You know, when I had family over last week, the last of the holiday parties, and lo and behold, I end up out back with one of my nephews and my brother at the grill when I'm preparing my lamb chops out there. And it was a time where we talked about things that weren't being talked about inside the house. And it was, you know, how are things going? What's life is changing? This is a place where I can go and get away and just talk guy stuff when I'm standing at the grill and I'm doing something I absolutely love, and that is preparing
breaking
a great
wind.
Meal. Yeah, yeah, preparing a great meal for my family, and it's outside,
yeah.
And those are things that I love. I love to eat. I love to be outside, and this combines the two of them.
And you can get away from that obnoxious family member that you really don't want to hang around with inside.
Yeah, or the babies that are crying and
that
all the other stuff that's going on.
One brother-in-law. Because he's too big of a wimp to follow you outside while you're grilling, so you're safe out there.
Yeah.
So Uncle Randy grilled all day.
Yeah, right. Imagine that. Well, I wonder why he was out there all day.
So,
well, it's because it's a good little getaway. That's why.
That is a big part of being a grilling guy. But anyway, welcome to the show. And we are on the Michigan Talk Network. We're on 12 stations around Michigan. We're happy for the people up at WTCM in Traverse City to be tuning in with us. WTKA in Ann Arbor. We're just all over the state, and we're picking up more stations right now. But let's talk a little bit about being a grilling guy in a PC world. Ever since this latest school attack, I've noticed the drumbeat of anti-gun zealots, I'm going to call them, and basically people who take everything for granted in this country. They're wanting to enact more gun laws. Anytime somebody says a solution to something is a new law, let's look at the laws that we have on the books right now that we don't enforce.
Right.
And I just really can't even stand the thought of any more of this crap, more government getting crammed down our throats, because now you're getting onto my deck and my grilling space. You know, if you talk about, you know, gee, you shouldn't have an automatic weapon or a semi-automatic weapon, or you shouldn't have... Man, you ought to see my knife collection, dude. I got some knives that I'm sure a lot of people would think, oh, you're, you know, crazy. Well, no, I just like knives. They're really cool. I like swords. I have swords, knives. It's just... They're weapons. Guys like that stuff.
You know what? And you're sitting here with me, Bob, and you're not in jail. You've never murdered anybody. You've never harmed anybody. I know you got a safe full of guns, and you got a case full of knives. And my point is this, is that the weapon isn't the issue.
Right.
It's the person behind the weapon that's the issue. And
exactly.
We're going to, you know, that's what really drives me crazy is I don't need a politician that we sent to Washington trying to tell me how to conduct my life. When he goes up there and he can't solve a fiscal cliff, they can't do their simple job, and I realize it's not simple, and I don't want to turn this into a political show, but somebody thinking they know better than I do about what I keep in my house and how I conduct myself, that's just over the edge, man.
It's
too much.
If guns kill people, then spoons made Rosie O'Donnell fat.
Right. No. Exactly. Does that logic follow? Well, maybe.
Don't blame the spoon.
I don't know. Yeah, right. but anyway, so, you know, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be breaking this down a little bit with a gentleman who's got more background and more knowledge about this topic than anybody else I know. He's a retired colonel, and he is going to break down this Second Amendment. He hosts a show called The Front Lines of Freedom. He's a real authority, and we're glad to have him on our show. It's Denny Gillum runs the Front Line of Freedom radio show, and in the next segment, we're going to have him join us and break this thing down because, you know, opinions are good, but facts are also good, and combining the two, everybody then should know, be able to take a position on one side or the other of this issue.
Yep, that's right. And I've been on Colonel Gillum's show several times, and he, you know, that's just a cool, again, another cool way to communicate with people. Not totally different group of people than what we have either, if
right.
You think about it. It's a lot of freedom-loving, food-loving, fun-loving Americans.
Well,
we want to
are.
Keep our lifestyle the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. And we're sending our troops over there to protect these freedoms. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Stick with us and listen to the Colonel.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.